Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
As the U.S. Senate race in Massachusetts heats up, the leading candidates are trying to define one another in the least appealing light. That's what happens in campaigns. Democrat Elizabeth Warren is trying to link incumbent U.S. Senator Republican Scott Brown to Wall Street fat cats. Brown's campaign has labeled Warren an elitist Harvard professor. As we follow this race over the next few months, we'll take close looks at both candidates' records. This morning, we examine Warren's work as a law professor at Harvard. WBUR's Fred Tice interviewed many of her former students and tells us how she's regarded.
She's a very popular professor. In fact, she's twice been voted best professor by the graduating class, and she gets nothing but glowing reviews from her former students. I reached out to more than 60 people, all former students, and I tried in particular to reach out to conservatives, members of the Federalist Society, and former law clerks of Supreme Court Justices John Roberts, Antonin Scalia, Clarence Thomas, and Samuel Alito. I could not find one former student with anything negative to say about Warren.
Tell us who you talked to.
Among many others, I spoke to former students Adam Levitin and Alyssa Martin about Warren, and both recalled their very first class with Warren.
The famous story about her is that every year she walks into class, and usually professors give a little spiel, they'll introduce themselves, you know, something nice and warm-hearted and fuzzy, and you know, just to kick off the class. She strides in right away, calls on someone, says, "What is a sumsit?"
It's an action for a breach of an oral contract. That was the first thing she asked. A guy named Andy Oldham, who was the unfortunate victim of that. And, you know, he looked like a deer in the headlights.
That's always what she does every year. And a sumsit, you know, is one of the words that appears in our first cases. And the whole point being is make sure you understand every single thing about the case.
That's a moment that is, you know, tattooed on the brains of everyone who is in that class, all 80 of us.
Fred, do you get any sense of why Warren put students on the spot with the sumsit question?
Alyssa Martin, who's also volunteering on her campaign, says not many people know this, but it's because of Elizabeth Warren's first day of law school. On that day, one of her professors asked her a question like that.
And she didn't know it, and she was freaking out. She's like here in class, and she's like, "Oh, my God, I have no idea what she's talking about." She ended up having like this kind of existential crisis, like, "Oh my God, am I in the right place?" Then she realized, you know what? This is the lesson I learned, you know, understand every word, you know, make sure you understand everything. Don't just, you know, assume that you understand what's going on.
What's driving her rigorous approach comes from what Georgetown law professor Adam Levitin, who was also her chief of staff on the Congressional TARP Oversight Board, describes as Warren's own insecurity.
I remember her saying once that despite having done this for years, she's still nervous about it. That as the first day of class approaches, end of August, she said, "I start to feel ill because I get nervous about how's the teaching going to go this year? Am I going to be able to do a good job training these students?" So even someone who's so poised and so practiced in this, she cares about it so much that worries her.
Fred, in speaking to these former students, did you get any more insights into Warren's philosophy about teaching the law?
Her students told me that some professors and some schools emphasize just knowing the doctrine, just knowing what the rules are. Alyssa Martin, who also worked as a special assistant to Warren as she was building the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, says Warren tries to get her students to think about whether, for example, when judges make a decision, if they're just trying to apply a rule or if they're exercising their own private sense of equity or justice.
They kind of call it legal realism. It's like what was really going on behind each case. And I think that that's a really important approach and something that she consistently emphasized.
Something else I learned when I was interviewing her former students, it's important to her to encourage women to take the money courses.
What do you mean by that, and why?
Well, so she teaches the money courses at Harvard Law School, right? And her women students say they think that she's frustrated that women who are interested in how the law can affect social change or who are interested in questions of justice almost always end up going into the human rights courses and not into the economics courses. They think that she wishes more women law students would realize that Everything is affected by money. But there was one former student named Isaac Lidsky. He is now the CEO of a construction company in Florida, and he doesn't necessarily share Warren's political views.
You know, she's definitely written a couple books and published a lot of papers that kind of set out her view, which seems to be one that, guard the rights of the quote-unquote little man at all costs kind of thing.
But Bob, even he said,
I certainly thought she was a great bankruptcy professor. I learned a lot from her. And I think, you know, for the most part, folks, students on campus, liked having her as a teacher.
So out of the more than 60 people I reached out to, Isaac Litsky's was the most lukewarm reaction to Warren I could find. And clearly, even he thought she was a great professor. It didn't really seem to matter what students' political views were. And Bob, one final note. When I told Warren that I was interviewing her former students, she said she wanted to talk to me about them. But when I reached out to her campaign to schedule the interview, they never got back to me.
Downplaying the professorial image?
Maybe.
Fred Tice, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Bob.